This episode of The In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get 33% off, free shipping, and hey, they ship worldwide, man, free so you're good.
Bitch, free shipping.
You're good. Go. Get bye. Give us some money.
Let's listen to the show. Support. That's why yo. Do that shit, motherfucker.
We the hard pill to swallow. You cotton that sit in the aspirin bottle. Random max smash the throttle. Grew up where it's ice cold, where niggas gamble with their lives like a dice roll. This ain't a light show, but you see them red blues flashing on the TV screen, Channel 7 News. Where those low dudes reach for Rugas. Never surf the internet, never own computers. You know the name, don't know the face, then he the mover. Whoever's quietest in the room, then he the shooter. The old heads don't understand, asking how come we don't think like Martin, while Malcolm was the outcome. Any means necessary, yeah, where I'm from. While I had pops, most grew up without one. All they had was drugs, where the street wars met. Walking out every day with the devil on your doorstep. Sitting on your porch, and of course, it's the city limit where you see they have no remorse.
Hell, scum, dumb, out of the slum. Bang, bang, put it in the air. Same thing, see them overhead, overhead. Bang, bang, don't nobody care what you had.
Meanwhile, we find Sean P. on the toilet over the spliff. Fuck is on his mind. 4-5 for your face and your faculty of fuck boys. 4-5 in your face. Shitting, mortician sipping on grapes. Prepaid, premeditated, murder the ape. Pimp. Hating your kid folks. AKA the ape in the window. Magilla. A trafficking thing, doja. A Budweiser African king poster. Shit. I'm doing my damn thing. That nigga's claim king and ain't doing the damn thing. That's my word to my moms. I never heard them one of your songs. Fuck out of here. And I don't dislike you. I dislike the dude who said I disliked you. Long kiss, long fist, bitch, goodbye. Can't fucking pee, new fish to fry, bitch.
These cars right here mean I wasn't playing. This not for decoration. They deal with me, they got to come right. They got to know they hung with me, they fuck with me.
Once again, Smith, I am not your friend. From the city where it's commonly a tragic end. They mad again, squeezing what they hold to leave a hole in you. Half-ass niggas are half again, mashing in American shit. Keep your foreign cars. They still like their warring odds. They got help waiting. Two pretty heaters, they named them both. Drop dead, gorgeous and breathtaking. You'd rather check Satan. Inhale while he inhales a pile of soft white. They put it down in the lab like walk white. Soft fights is what they give them. Talking, working on their off nights. The boss type, they're sending theirs off on site. Overnight, the fam put caps on your overbite. Street cats, I know your life. Bourbon cats, I know your wife. Poet night, shake the house, no poltergeist. Taking flicks in your stolen ice. The clicks rolling right. Paper chasing with the dough in sight. Taking 10 kingpins out, they bowl a strike. Show you right, where they bury white in a smoker's pipe. Medicine through a cobra's bite. I hold the mic with the real concerning the facts. Wait no more, return of the axe, return fire. Earn a writer when I burn a squire. Self-employed, a murder hire.
You know, this is the type of dude that sent to the vice principal's office in chains. I'm gonna be back though.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down, I'm, get deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down, get deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go. Smell it, it's in the air.
I feel like y'all both talking about two different things.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'd like to thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the In Deep Show. This will be Drew Baby's last show with us all. Because that bitch can't stay off the mic.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
I am, yeah, right. I am your man, Big B. So pleased to be back here with you all. I cannot believe a week has passed already. And it is now time to get back to business. We got a lot of stuff to cover today, y'all. We really do. I got my full crew with me. I do. I got Mark the Doc Wally.
I'm back, motherfuckers. What's up, peeps? You like that herbs?
Yeah.
We got about 20 listeners. I had to make it plural.
Yeah.
What's up, peeps? Let's do it.
We got the queen.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Hello. Hi.
And we have none other than the Thug Princess.
I was already put my middle finger up here. Because I thought he was going to say something out the way. Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey, y'all.
I'm in here. Alright.
Ooh, whatever.
Got the princess. And I pay her by the minute. Joe, how y'all doing, man? I miss y'all, motherfucker. I actually miss y'all, raggedy motherfucker. I miss y'all.
Oh, shit. Wow. You raggedy bastard.
How y'all doing?
Yay. Great.
Good.
How you doing?
I'm well. I'm well. I got a little bit of energy today. I got some sleep. A little bit of sleep. But not a lot. But I got a little bit of sleep this weekend.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I thought you said you got to skeet this weekend.
No, I did. You know what? I tried last night. All seriousness, I tried last night, but I was just like not motivated.
I mean, you need to buy a new video.
No.
Not that one.
My service gives me fresh shit on rotation.
I know that's wrong.
So I'm good.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, I mean, different moods from midgets to.
Oh.
Really? Is that serious?
You mean little people?
From midgets to mothers.
Midgets to mamas.
Yeah. It takes care of everything. I just wasn't in the mood.
I don't know why that was funny.
My penis just looked at me like, really tonight?
Right. Again.
I'm tired. Did it yawn?
Right. Tired of being abused.
That's funny. That's what it was.
Yeah,
boy. How's everybody's weekend? Everybody's weekend was good?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, chill, weekend.
Meh.
That was pretty good, man.
Mama back at Casa de la Smiley.
See?
Nice.
That's cute. I like that.
That's nice. Your weekend was okay?
My weekend, man.
I mean, I don't know what you were waiting for. So.
Exactly. I was getting ready to come in, but you had asked Shawneen something, so I didn't say anything.
You just bogart that. So I say, how was your? Hey y'all, I ain't cut my grass.
But I'm trying to show some studio etiquette now. I'm
growing up.
This a bitch.
Ooh,
2015 is here.
That's so cute.
But anyway,
when we start 2009.
Back to the point.
2018. We're so far.
We got
ahead.
An anniversary coming up. 3-4 months, huh?
No.
Really? What?
Hers is. Yeah.
What?
You okay. Right. Your anniversary, February. Being on the show.
For real?
Yeah.
For real. Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Oh.
Shit, I ain't going.
You were saying, sir.
Yeah. Oh, Kayla had a birthday party this weekend, man. So. All this week, the weekend, even today, I was doing work, taking chairs and tables and shit back, man. But they had a blast, man. They had a real good time. So that's all that really mattered.
It was little Booski's birthday this past weekend?
Well, actually, it was last Monday, but she was sick. That's why I wasn't here. So we had...
Actually, hold on, Mark, before you keep going. I feel it's only right that while you tell us about your weekend, we pay homage... Your coat. Go ahead.
You know what? You'll leave my leather coat alone.
Oh, I'm
That's my favorite leather.
I was gonna say, is that for the bull?
Nah, he's talking about my leather coat looking like Shaft's coat. Oh. That's what he's doing.
Is it a duster?
It's cool.
Nah, that jump was a 3/4 jump with the belt.
What?
You haven't seen that coat?
I don't remember.
Well, see, most of the time I come, you're not here yet. That's probably what it is. Yeah.
But you should have seen it on the way out.
Oh, you'll see it on the way out.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He keep that belt tight,
shut
too.
Shut the fuck up. Everybody keep a belt tight.
Doc.
keep that belt.
I kind of like that music, to be honest with you.
Of course you do.
Shit, that's in my, you know.
All right, come on. Turn it. He's going to get sized. Turn it.
Yeah. I'm going to get some turtle, little small mock necks and shit now. Yeah, but
get
anyway,
you mean
happy belated birthday to little mommy. Yeah. She getting tall and everything, trying to run shit. I got two of them in the house running me ragged.
She getting tall?
A little bit. Lay her legs.
That's relatively speaking.
Oh, because I mean, she's so cute and little. Like I like to call her, like she's like little bits.
Huh?
So she's like, I call her like little bits because she's so small and cute.
B-I-T-S. Yeah. I'm just clearing it up for the listeners because
Drew, how was your weekend?
Through the mic, it comes across differently.
No, they know I said bits.
They know.
Nah, I know how to.
They know I said
I know
bitch.
How to pronounce my shit. I ain't say little bitch because I would have put the emphasis on that shit.
Little bitch,
right. So the neck is what does it.
You'd have known.
Oh, okay.
I would have been like, okay. Head tilt, bitch.
Oh, okay. That's the ARL tilt.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could see that picture with her Jodeci outfit on. On the refrigerator.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Where the hell that come from?
I mean,
come and talk to me. What? I had my jabos on. I had my hat backwards. It was the 90s.
So, oh, does she look like, sis, she look like... Hold
on.
Hold on.
It's all pepper.
Oh, so now we're gonna get off of you, I guess, on TV.
Right.
Whatever, it was the 90s, that's what we wore.
So pepper had a get out of jail free set.
Oh my god.
I'm saying.
Hold on. She had on
next week.
No, don't do it.
Oh, see, thank you. At least that's more appropriate than Jodeci. Don't play because I own the dark
she
lipstick
like she was
too.
One of the background dancers
she
in that
dark
joint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And my hair was like curly. Like
yeah,
crinkly.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a little, oh, you had a jerry curl?
With a little engineer
cut short on the side? Was it the cut short on the side?
Oh,
yeah, lustre.
Because by then I'd like. That was like me in high school. My hair was like real short on the side. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Deeps, we'll try to get that picture online for you.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or not.
That's smooth. That'd be smooth. We should all bring a picture of us back in the day and put it online.
Yours is up already.
Which one?
What did he say? All of them. What'd you say?
You lying ass.
That's so rude.
You know, listen to the. You ain't doing shit tomorrow. Listen to the tape.
He got stuff to do. Tape. Yeah, you don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I didn't say all of them. She said that.
Okay. What, the recap now?
Never mind.
What?
You said tape. What tape?
He meant the show.
Okay.
What?
I miss y'all so much, man. For real.
Oh, yeah, because I ain't listened to the whole show. I got through about 3/4 of it.
Yeah, we're not even talking about that.
What show are you talking about?
Last week's show.
Yeah.
Oh, because you weren't on it. Oh, okay.
That's right. Not what we were talking about.
Yeah. Jesus. And he only listened like 3/4 of it because he was really busy.
Nah, the game came.
No, or he started listening and was like, oh shit, that's right, I ain't on this show. I'm right. Need to listen to it.
Whoa,
am I wrong?
Oh, that's how y'all do.
Am I wrong?
No, I listen to the whole shows when I'm not on it. That's why I know when y'all talking about me.
God damn. No, when you're not on it, meaning that. I love you. I'm sorry.
I'm going to leave you past. You're talking about me.
I like your beard.
That's cool.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And I talk about you when you're away.
All that A-Y'all shit. Y'all was going around the room with that shit, too. I noticed that. Everything was A-Y'all. I was like, okay. I kind of liked it, though. It was like y'all was showing A-Y'all. Me homage.
Yeah, we was.
Oh, don't even play it, because when I wasn't here, I heard you say something about my eyes, sucker. I meant to pop you in yours.
I said they were beautiful because they're so big.
That's not what you said.
I remember precisely saying it because I was sitting right here when I said it.
That's not what you said. Sucker,
what'd I say?
Sucker,
what'd I say then?
You said you were like, yeah, like Charnine got some big eyes or something.
No, it's because Drew was looking at Brian about something, and she gave him the eyes like that. I say, oh, those are Charnine eyes because they
okay.
I wasn't saying anything negative.
They don't act like Drew said nothing because all of it is on.
Okay.
Episode whatever.
Right, you don't remember, do you?
I don't.
Well, somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. He ain't gonna give you this week, goddammit. Leave the buds alone, too. Have y'all seen the Kim Kardashian photo with the ass sticking out from Paper Magazine?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all Kim?
Yeah, I believe that's her.
I doubt it.
They shined it up real nice. It's her.
I think part of it was photoshopped, but I mean, she still looked great regardless.
Fat ass.
Is her waist that small?
No.
But see, you know what?
The next day,
TMZ put up a side by side of that picture and her at a photo shoot the next day, and she had on like some tight sort of like riding pants. I know, didn't see the difference.
See the difference, right? You know. Exactly.
I mean, if anything was photoshopped, it might have been like maybe a blemish.
Yeah, but
or
as
stretch
far
mark
as the attribute itself,
but in terms of the quantity and
not the quantity,
the depth
of the derriere
and the density.
Yeah, the density
of the matter involved
of the mass.
Right. Hey, did you see the picture where she was?
I just want to know for real, do. Like, is Kanye, I mean, not that I think about the nigga, but is Kanye equipped to hit that from the back?
From what I hear, that Kanye is equipped.
For real?
Yeah, he's one of the Hollywood must-haves.
I mean, God bless his soul.
Like Jamie Foxx?
Oh, Jamie Foxx is hung too? I've never heard
You've
of that.
You've never seen that picture?
No. He looked
to
like
Google.
Yes! Okay. I shall come back. Thumb!
While Iggy Boo Boo is
why you couldn't just pull up? Because you know once she get on the phone, she gonna be on for the next 30 minutes.
No, once she see that picture.
But I be on point though.
Yeah, when she see that picture, she'll come back.
Or just come.
So I'm just gonna look up Jamie Foxx joint.
Yes. Jamie Foxx jelly. Jount.
Jamie Foxx. Now I wanna know how much she got paid for doing that.
I hope a lot of money.
How much you think?
I'm gonna hope at least $500,000.
Drew?
I was hoping that she gets paid at least one soul. Because she gave hers up for that photo shoot.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, with the information age being what it is now, I can only imagine what it'd be when her child gets to school.
Yes, yes.
You know.
And it's going to be right up
people
going to
be hacking the
the AV equipment in school and putting my mama's ass on the pictures.
You ain't got a hack. You can plug that down up right to whatever the new phone's going to be.
But I'm saying, I'm talking about by then, you know, shit going to be way different.
Oh, hell so. Well, but I mean, but
they
you
can
know,
probably
like
just shoot it from their phone.
Exactly.
Under the blackboard.
Yep, you ain't got a hack and shit. Thing, yeah. Mm. So how much?
Word on the street is she...
I didn't give me a chance to speak.
I asked you, but
Brian. Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead, Jim. Go ahead.
I don't know. Tell me, Doc.
Son of a bitch.
Wow. Right. Thank you for that unsolicited. She didn't get paid not a dime.
Shut up.
That's not even from the sauces.
That's from the sources?
No, hold on.
From the sauces.
That's what it says. From the sources.
Sources. Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Drew Baby.
Yes.
I need you to get on. I need you to get on the horn. Mm-hmm. Get in touch with her people.
Okay.
Let her know that the In Deep Show has $30.
Right.
And we can pay her.
I got like two in my wallet.
Yeah, I got
two. 32.
I can do two.
34.
I got a new job now.
You
so
just
I
got
can,
a job, yeah.
Yeah
so
34.75. Yes.
Okay.
There we go. Shit.
And yep. with my recent endeavors, $35.
That's what's up. Come on.
Yeah. To get her on the show?
Mm-hmm. No, we don't want her on the show.
No, we don't want her on the show. Just, oh, I mean, she can that. Sit here naked.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Well, people can't see.
We're going to take selfies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just want her to put the cheeks, like, right here.
Mm. Oh.
And then
that's what you call a real crackhead.
Men fall out.
Can someone tell us?
I got a question before you move on. So the picture of her with her TNA, no, her no, it's not even TNA. Her boobs and her puss out.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a real picture? Is that really in the magazine?
Well, yeah. But I know the one with her little ass sticking out.
Literally, it wasn't nothing little about that.
I mean,
well, the ass shot, I was like, yeah, okay, blah blah blah.
Uh-huh.
But I saw one and was like her boobs and her puss, and I was like, "Is that real, or did somebody Photoshop
that picture?"
I don't know if that
was in the magazine, or that was something that just had come out before then,
okay.
or something they just dug up. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Oh,
did
okay.
you see?
It was the same hairstyle, though. That's why.
Oh, huh? Was it?
Yeah.
Did you see the shot? Did you see the shot where she had the bottle in her hand,
mm-hmm.
and she had a glass on her ass, and the bubbly like went around yeah. and then went into the glass.
That's a reproduced shot.
Yeah, I was about to just say
from
that
the black lady.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
that was,
I mean, that's not that cool, though,
sort of
because
racist.
Of that.
Oh.
You said sort of what?
Sort of racist.
Why?
Because.
I'll
get into that later. I was going to talk about it later.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay, my bad. I didn't mean to mess up.
Niggas are holding their ass and shit. Hello? I seem to be trapped in Kim Kardashian's ass.
I see dead bushes.
There's another gentleman in here.
No.
We would like to get out. We know that you're taking pictures of her ass right now.
Hello.
Please help us.
Well, all right.
You don't see dead bushes because she ain't had no bush. If that picture was real, there was no bush.
Reggie Bush.
Oh, he was in there?
Wow.
At least his career was.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh.
Oh, boy. Cash Money and having problems again, man. This guy's name is Jay Sean. I've never heard any of his stuff. Y'all heard any of his stuff? He had an album out called All or Nothing. But anyway, Cash Money, they produced the album. And actually they produced like one of the big hits and several other hits. And they were supposed to pay this production company called Orange Factory Music. Okay? But they paid the company like $211,000, okay, and it took over 2 years for them to get that. But the Orange Factory said they owe them another $1 million. They said they were getting royalty statements saying that they're going to get all this money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. They got a whole lot of statements but never got a check.
Oh, man.
So, they're going after Cash Money for the
meal. I thought Cash Money was doing it.
Yeah, that's how they stay Cash Money. They don't pay nobody, I guess.
Duh, right?
Hey, something like that. I'll try to stay on top of that and keep y'all informed. I always say that shit and I never do. Hey, y'all remember the dude, Brian, what's his name? Winston, the guy that was they caught stealing the shrimp. He was the football player that was
mm-hmm.
caught. It was Jamie's, right? Mm-hmm. Jamie's Winston. Anyway.
That's not that, but go ahead.
What is
it? Go ahead.
Okay.
Jameis.
Jameis. Okay, I was close. That's why I was trying to get you to say it before I did.
I did sauces.
Yeah, the sauces. But anyway, Kevin Hart, he's doing this tour. He's coming out with a new movie called The Wedding Ringer. Okay, so he was at Florida State University. And he was, you know, that's one of the places where he's stopping off doing his tour. So he met up with the football team. And my man was there, Jameis Winston. Okay? Now, Kevin Hart started going in on him. Saying, man, if I knew you was here, you know. Now, what he said was, I should have, something told me to bring them shrimp. Because I wanted to bring a whole bunch of shrimp or crab legs or whatever. Just to see if you would steal them. Mm. Right? And all these people around laughing and shit.
Of course.
Dude didn't look like he saw that, caught that shit at all. He was like... You know, I'm sure a dude trying to get over that shit. But you know, Kevin Hart.
As long as there's an internet, mm-hmm. he's never going to get over that.
Never going to get over it.
Because you're going to Google his name,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be him in a picture, a meme of him in a crab leg. So, yeah. Never.
But anyway, you need to see the way dude was looking at Kevin. I think if Kevin kept on going off at it, Kevin might have caught a little beat down there. But, yeah, Kevin Little. Okay, all right. Yeah. Congratulations on order for Solange, who got married on Sunday in New Orleans to this dude that looked like he about 60.
Don't he look like he looked like he 50 something that look good for his age?
He does not look that old.
He does not look young.
How old is he for real?
I don't know. But if I have to guess, I'll say. He'll find 50.
Don't do it.
I'm not even being funny.
I'm gonna give
real?
Him 50.
Yeah, he's a fine 50. He one of them like, damn, he. You can tell he was hot.
You think he Beijing?
Good for his age.
Like, you know that the beard people.
Beijing.
Yeah. Because he had a real dark beard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He didn't dye that shit.
Possibly, but he's a director. And
music video director.
I need to look at his name again. Is Alan. He ain't look that old.
What's his name?
Alan Ferguson.
Yeah, I'm about to look him up. Google.
Oh boy. Y'all, I know y'all remember Charles Manson, right?
First of all, how dare your black ass talk about Solange and gloss over the fact of how stunning her mama looked.
Oh yeah, she did.
You know, you mentioned
mama
that.
Mama stole the show. And who was the little joker she had on her arm walking out? Was that security, or was that the nigga that was going home to test that 60-year-old ass?
I think that looked like a boo.
Mm. Oh my!
No, she's with Welcome Back, Carter.
Who?
Who?
Well, no, not Welcome Back, Carter.
The college.
What's his name? the one that played.
The black dude?
Yeah,
the not her. Washington.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs.
Wasn't there only like one black dude?
No.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs was the only one on Welcome Back.
No, it wasn't him. Hold on.
Hello, he was alive.
The dude that played Jackson's father.
But you're right.
No, not him. And did he play Jackson's father? Because I always get him in
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs.
Not Lawrence Fishburne. He didn't play. No, I don't get them confused. Uh-huh. I get him.
Lawrence Hilton Jacobs played Joe Jackson in the Jackson movie.
And then he was the dude with the afro in Welcome Back, Carter.
Right. He was Freddie Boom Washington. Boom Washington.
Yeah, Freddie.
Okay. I don't remember.
Did he say Daryl Washington?
That's a Harold motherfucker.
Well, whatever. It was wrong.
Nigga, I don't sit in front of the TV all day.
You always jump on me when I'm wrong, so it's my turn. You just push them buttons. That's all you do.
Let me push a button right now.
No, Richard Lawson.
Who's that?
Richard Lawson. Look like? Motherfucker, that's the nigga that host Family Feud.
Stop it.
Richard. Oh, no, that's Richard Dawson.
I did.
And doesn't do that anymore.
And he's dead. Like,
I was going to say, yeah. Is he dead?
He's dead.
He don't do that anymore then.
Everyone that's host the Family Feud has died.
They were old.
No, they died early.
Really?
Except for Richard Dawson. He died late, but all the rest of them died early.
That's why nobody wanted
what's the name to do it?
Oh, okay.
He played in some movies.
Oh yeah. Hold on, who? Played in you ever seen fucking that joint something Hill? Not Sugar Hill.
I know what you're talking about.
Five heartbeats.
With the curly haired dude that played it.
Yeah. God damn. What's the name?
That's not the dude that
Blue Hill Avenue.
Blue Hill Avenue. Right. He was the barbershop owner.
Yeah.
He was dude's uncle.
And didn't he play Ice Cube Daddy or something in barbershop or something? He played a few movies.
That wasn't the dude that was walking with her then.
No, that wasn't him.
Oh. Nah, he was a little bit younger, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. So maybe, like you said, maybe it was security or something.
Or a nigga that was going to test that 60-year-old ass. That's what I said.
I would think he would probably not like that.
Did y'all see Solange exiting the motherfucking wedding with her allergic reaction?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she looked like the troll under the bridge.
Oh, I feel so bad for her. I know, what is she eating on her wedding day? She must have eaten something that gave her that reaction.
I know.
You know who she looked like?
I can understand if he broke out, because then I knew what he would have ate. But go ahead. Mm. What did she look like, Mom?
All right, then.
Y'all remember Species? Some mad pussy.
What?
You ever seen Species? Where the broad had the alien like in
you need,
and,
you,
yes.
you need Lee to
and
come
her
back.
Face when she started turning into Species, her face had like veins and shit starting to stick out and shit. That's what Solange looked like.
I seen it.
You seen it?
Solange.
Anyway, let me move on, goddammit. Charles Manson. Okay, the man convicted of slaughtering Sharon Tate and six other people. Slaughtering, just cutting motherfuckers up eating. Was he the one eating them?
No.
That was Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. He can ready to get married, y'all. That 80-year-old old motherfucker, although he's still locked up, he can ready to get
screwed.
He's getting ready to get married to a 26-year-old broad named Afton Elaine Burton. Okay, now she runs one of his websites and shit. So she one of them followers of his cult. That's how I see it. Anyway, you know. But, yeah, my man, he already got his marriage license and everything. And they can invite up to 10 people free. Like, oh, you're going to get free. 10 people free. Like, you're going to get people to come to that shit. But then again, you know, if you got a website and everything, it's probably people still following this little monkey ass, too. Mm-hmm. He's probably telling them what to go out and do and all that shit like that damn TV thing. But anyway, yeah, man. But You don't have to worry about no more little Manson's running around, because he can't get any conjugal visits or anything like that. So I don't even see the whole purpose of getting married then. I don't know.
It's for the support. She loves him.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah,
I want you to work on the interview for me.
Boo.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Okay.
No, well, I said boo to that. Not that.
All jokes aside, I want you to work on the interview. I want you to see if you can get an interview with Ray Carruth.
Okay.
I just want to see what Ray's doing these days.
Alright.
I mean, I know he's not doing much, but
who that deal?
Ray Carruth, former NFL player that sprayed the car with bullets with his pregnant baby mama and son. Got life or something.
Oh.
Yeah. I just want to see what he's up to these days.
Okay.
Alright. I figure he ain't got nothing else better to do but talk.
I'm on it. I'll talk to my peoples at the Department of Corrections.
Get the sauces. Yeah, sauces ain't
my correction. Sauces.
Yeah, I'll get to it. Sauces ain't.
But that that concludes my diagnosis. We got some hot topics and a lot of more coming up. Y'all stay tuned. Y'all gonna stop doing shit when I ain't looking.
Pull it all night.
that's so fine, girl. Can you be on that bullshit? Yeah, yeah. I'ma find me a new chick, yeah, yeah. All night, so fine, girl. Hey, when we leave in the club, I just want you to not come over, girl.
We are back, and we're going to get into some feedback. See how I did it? You see how I did that right there?
Feedback.
We right. are back, and we going to get into some feedback.
You hear that?
Back. She used the word back twice.
All right.
Okay. Check it. Before we get going... before we get going, fine. These mics right? Is everything going?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
sounds okay.
Okay, I got the music too up and on. Okay, I want to say something before we get back. I first and foremost want to admit a wrong of mine. Last week during our show, and you guys that are our regular listeners know, from time to time we can get a little bit amped, get a little bit fired up with what we're doing, and so last week I had some pre-existing things that were on my mind that I let bleed into the show, and although my points were what my points were, I think I kind of just let things get a little bit out of hand. So, I want to apologize to my crew. You know, if, I think I got a little bit snippy. And, I apologize about that. But my point remains the same. I still think if you cut all the fat away from all the screaming and yelling or whatever, the point that I was making, I still stand behind. So, with that being said, we want to get some feedback from last week. This first person did not leave a name. I kind of wish they did because I really appreciate them sending what they said. They said, B, man, thank you. Your position on street harassment is the same thing I've been saying since the video broke. Then they said a person on another show. I don't really even know if I want to name that show. But they said another show called him all kinds of names for his position. And... you know, he was just glad that he wasn't alone on feeling the way that he felt. Again, let me see if I can, minus the screaming and yelling, once again state my point. I don't take anything away from what women go through. The only point, I guess, bottom line to it is, I just didn't want people to lose focus of the fact. I think we're all smart enough. I don't think it has anything to do with being grown. I think we're all smart enough to recognize when someone's being genuine with a hello, and when someone's being, if someone's giving a hello with an agenda. Okay. So all I'm saying is, Use your common sense and know when you're getting a genuine hello, and, you know, don't lump all that together and just dismiss everyone as a whole, because we will cease to exist as a race if we just get to that point in life where we can't be cordial and say hello to people. That's all I'm saying. Point blank, period. Nothing else left to argue with that. So thank you for that feedback. I also want to acknowledge another conversation that I had, and I apologize, I don't have this brother's name in front of me. Queen, I'm gonna let you go with that one. You
just want me to read the what?
No, just the name, the person.
Oh, it looks like it says the Dark Minch.
Okay, great. So I just didn't want to butcher whatever that's it was. You know, you Minch, you like, slick it to the hip talk than Minch. I am right now.
Oh, what? Really?
A-R-F, what?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
You are asleep. Go ahead. I'm going to get you a blanket.
Damn. So.
I am so, yeah, so
you
down.
Know, he, B-O-W-N. You know, he came and he made a couple points. And I think, again, with all of the screaming and yelling or whatever, I think he even missed my point. And I thank him for bringing it up and talking to me and getting an opportunity to hear what it is I was saying, because, you know, I think, you know, even though he did state within his message that he wasn't coming at me, you know, if, please understand, if I'm wrong, come at me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not, at least I don't feel that I'm so bullheaded that I'm not willing to entertain what another point of view may be. If I'm passionate about a point, I'm going to stand beside it until I feel, until you give me something where I can say, you know what, I didn't look at it that way. And I'm not beside myself enough to the point where I can't admit, okay, I didn't think about that or what have you. So, definitely thank him for that. The last conversation I had with that topic, it started off as a bit of a debate. Going down a similar road to where you and I were, Queen, was with Miss Shebe Shawnoff over there at, I'm always going to refer to them as the Nitty Black Chicks, but
just thinking out loud.
Just thinking out loud. You know, I got to get used to the new name.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what was great? We really harnessed the conversation. We allowed each other to speak. We allowed each other to present our points. And the great thing is we walked away from it with sort of a mutual ooh, and amicable.
I know it's coming.
Go ahead, B.
And the bottom line is, you know, we need to get a better line of communication between each other, men and women, for issues and topics like this. Whether we like it or not, it's here. It's here. It has to be dealt with. We're not going to get anywhere trying to discredit the other person's point of view. Somehow we need to get a better line of communication, a better focus. So that's where that lies. I told myself I wasn't going to bring this part of it up.
Mm-mm.
But I just really feel like, I really feel like I want to. I really feel like I have to. But I'm not. I'm not.
Shit! What?
I'm not, because I just don't. I don't have enough faith in. I don't have enough faith in simps to take a little bit of constructive criticism and be a man about it.
Okay.
If this conversation were to be had with someone of the likes of Mr. Moody or Aaron over at BAP or whatever, I'd be fully confident to have this conversation. But to the people that I'm talking about, it's just, it's no use. It's just, when you're in a position where you are going to blindly take a position because it may possibly gain you some pussy, and that's your only point for taking the position, there's no use talking to you.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there.
Mm. Probably for the best.
Some weak niggas out here. I'm going to tell you. And it's not even, and when I say get some pussy, it ain't even the fact that they single and they trying to get some pussy.
Mm.
I'm talking about niggas in relationships and marriages. Mm. And you so henpecked and in your place that you cannot motherfucking see the other side of the fucking fence. I'm so sad for you because you really feel like you're gaining ground and you really feel like you're doing something for the betterment of the situation and you're not. You know what I'm saying? Okay, fine. You get a couple pats on your back from the ladies and say, yeah, you did it. You still a simp at the end of the day. That's it. That's all you are. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is, the next time I listen to you, you still going to be saying, bitch. Mm. The next time I listen to you, you still going to be talking about fat ass and tits and all that other shit. Mm. So where's your soapbox then? Mm. Where's your mission for the plight of women then? Mm. When everything is so fucking kiki and funny and all of that. You know what I'm saying? A little serious issue comes up. Now you want to take out your little soapbox and you want to say, Yeah, you guys, this and you guys, that, you don't get it. Mm. Y'all motherfuckers is weak. And I'll put it out there. I've already named two shows that don't have to call me. But if you feel I'm talking about you, ndeepshow@yahoo.com, nigga. I'm not scared of none of y'all weak motherfuckers because you can't do nothing to me. Nothing. Me and Queen travel like we don't got shit to do. We will be in your neighborhood and we'll record the fucking show in front of you and say what you got to say then. Don't hide behind a mic.
Alrighty, well, on to...
Wait a minute. I am nosy and I am very ghetto at times. I want to know who the fuck B is talking about.
Wait, now go ahead.
Can we talk
about that? For everybody else that's listening that right. Wanna know. Mm-hmm. Just like me.
Right. Can we talk about that? As I scroll through my questions looking for something lighter to talk about. Okay. Actually, this was a question that I had on my mind. I saw in one of the forums somebody posed this question. So, you know, it's a totally different, you know, off the topic B is talking about. So, we're going to, you know, make a left turn. If someone you have been dating told you they wanted to do a background check or credit check on you, would you be offended?
Not off the break, probably, yeah. Because it's like, motherfucker, I don't know if I want to even be with you longer than this week that we've been talking. You know, but I would rather them do a background check on me without me knowing it. Credit check, if we start talking about investing in future together, then okay, I can understand that to a certain degree. But you got to be just as open as I am with that.
You know what's funny, Queen? Something similar like that was brought to my attention. And the answer for me is, when my credit was bad, I'd have been like, fuck you. But now that my shit is good, I'm like, check it out. I hope you're up there with me. You know, you might shoot your own self in the foot. You know what I'm saying?
Possibility.
But I do understand. I mean, I really, really do understand where so much emphasis is put on credit and the ability to build. And I've seen situations where one person had a credit rating in the 800s and the other person had a credit rating in the 300s. Mm. And it was just like they both were just in the 300s because they could not do anything. Married couple. They could not do anything together. They could not function together.
Right.
Everything that they went to invest in, they got horrible rates because, you know, for the fact that they were married, her name had to be on it. And or if not, he had to go it alone. And continually going it alone was just bringing his score down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But again, I don't think you need to walk through the door talking about that shit. I think it needs to be established that, okay, hey, there's an interest here, and I think I want to move forward with you. I want to do things with you. So even if it's just to say, I need to know what I have to work on going forward. You know, I think it's good to know.
Marky Mark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Brian said, if we're going into, you know, thinking about getting engaged or marriage or whatever, I mean, if you really want to know, I tell you, you can still do the check and shit. I don't know, I tell you what my score is, and, you know, I tell you, you know, you can look at my criminal rap sheet.
I'm going to go ahead and check. I ain't believing shit you
said. Shit, I'm going to tell you, you know, check my record too. Is stuff on there?
Okay.
You know, back in the day,
so
way
they should
back
do a real
day,
background check on you. Is what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, shit. If that's what you got to do, let's do it. I mean, if you work for the CIA, the FBI, some shit, and you need this shit before we get married or engaged, do your thing.
But real life,
I need to know. After you do all that, I need to know how we gonna move on from there. Don't string me along knowing that you get ready to drop my ass soon as your shit come through or whatever. Goddamn, let me know. Okay, what it is after? After you checked everything out, now what?
No, I just think that I think both should go in together, especially if you decide that you guys going to build a future with each other and stuff. I think it's something that needs to be known. And with that, I feel like you guys, if you're still on the same page, could work towards getting that cleaned up, or what if you need anything to be cleaned up, you know what I'm saying? You can work towards that together.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think along with that, you know, you get your credit check, you get your background check.
And wait a minute, where does motherfucker work that they gonna be
checking
your
credit? That's what I was saying. If you work,
go online and pull it up.
You can check somebody else's credit.
Or you can
credit.
Find, or people know people
too. You
sit
down together and you do it.
Oh,
but I'm saying, or people know people, right. So you don't know.
True. Background check is easy, it's public.
Right.
Yeah.
Most of it is.
Yeah, most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
You know,
I'm sorry, B.
I knew of a situation where a young lady got married. Her profession was she had a daycare. She owned a daycare.
Ooh,
A very, very
prosperous
daycare, yeah. She got married, and for the sake of where she was anticipating her marriage going, she actually closed her daycare down. And just got a regular 9-to-5 and what have you. The marriage started to kind of not pan out the way she wanted it to.
What was he, a sex offender?
So she went and she was like, I'm going to open my daycare back up. Because it was just bringing him more money. He wasn't bringing in the money that he was supposed to be. So she was like, easy fix, I'll open my daycare back up. All my clients want me to open it back up anyway. She went to open it. One of the criterias of opening that level daycare, everyone in the house that's 18 and over has to do a background check.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to do one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was a good, really great example where it would pay off
right.
to do one.
Exactly.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, even if you didn't do like an official background check, I mean, goddamn, go to Google. Google this person at least. You know, and I know absolutely. Some people don't like going out on dates with people. They like the element of surprise, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, maybe at least a couple dates in, Google that person. And first of all, see if they exist and that's their real fucking name, you know, and see what you can find out about them. But if you get serious and you start to date, then like, you know, like you guys said, I think you should talk about finances and, you know, and
along with background and credit check, I think you should also ask, I mean, how much do you make?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that if you guys are going down that road, yes, it should be a discussion about finances. And, you know, because he could feel like, I'm the man, I want to pay for all, you know, pay all the bills. Or it could be the situation of, you know, we should pay the bills together. And, you know, and know that this person, if they say they're going to pay this bill or that bill, know that they can actually afford to pay those bills. You know, because you could be relying on them to pay the mortgage. And next thing you know, y'all could be like 6 months behind. Your ass don't even know.
Absolutely.
And then until you get that notice on the door.
Ain't nothing like communication.
Communication. Beautiful. But you know what? Yeah, beautiful. Communication and people being honest. So.
Yeah, honesty and communication. Yeah, you're right.
So, I don't know. That was just a really, really interesting question. But from the other top. Okay, so I got something fun for y'all.
Oh, no, wait, this is just getting good.
Oh, I mean, we're still talking about it? Okay. Right.
Oh, okay. Shawnee, you look really sexy over there. Just, that.
I know, right?
Oh.
Shout out to Leopard. Okay, but.
What? Her bra ain't leopard.
Cheetah?
No. No.
Hold on.
It's like
gray. Thumbs the mic.
It's gray. Thank you very much.
Mine is
gray.
Too.
Okay, can we see the cup part?
Okay. I mean, no.
The strap is
no, thank you. Anyway, so was there something else?
What is the pattern? I just want to know what the pattern
there's
is.
No pattern.
There's no pattern.
There is a pattern.
It's solid. Solid.
It's not solid.
Solid as a rock.
There she go. There she go. There she go.
Excuse me. No.
It's not solid.
Anyway.
It's not solid.
Hey, that's the okay. Ellen. That's the Ellen outro. Anyway.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on, wish I had my chucks. Anyway.
But
we're nasty.
Y'all are.
Okay, well, if you must change like direction. I think there's so much more to talk about.
Well, talk. No,
it
keep
is
going.
So much more to talk.
No, keep going. Because I mean, I can save this, you know. I mean, we always have shows and you know, I can save it. But it was just, you know, something
that's
fun.
A good. That was a great.
Yeah, it was.
Realistic.
Yeah, what I saw, and I thought it was real cool.
Let's get into
cool.
What do you do? I mean, what do you do if you're pulling the 820 and they're on the come up with a five something.
Well,
five
do you have the funds to help them pay off their bills?
It may
or
not even be about having the funds to help them. It may be about helping them structure what they're doing with their funds.
I mean, maybe somebody's better.
That was my situation.
Yeah, maybe somebody's better at finances than the other person.
Right. Someone needed to harness me and say, okay, no.
Right. Those you keep Gucci your ass loafers?
Out,
no,
exactly.
You don't need them.
You're going to stay out the fucking Gucci shop. You're going to stay out the polo shop.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to send this person some fucking money.
You're going to sell half of those shoes and send it.
eBay.
He can open it.
What?
Yeah, he could. He can do a
big and tall for
yeah,
eBay.
Big and tall. Yes, you can. You can.
You trying to help
you talk about some money?
That's my
wife.
You
don't wear
doing
none too. Of those fucking shoes.
I do
about,
wear
about, no. All right, the top layer. Hello? It's three layers over there.
Okay. The bottom layer are some of the ones.
It collects the dust? Like
it keeps them off the ground.
I know he's going to say that.
It keeps the top two layers off the ground. If you look, some of them are repeats, and they were like the summer of 2011. And so now.
The horror.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, it's so old.
The horror.
You really need to get rid of it.
I'm getting rid of some of them. Some of
no,
them,
this is what we're going to do.
Some of them serve purposes like leaf raking and yard work.
Mm-mm. This is what we're going to do. We're going to set up a nice little pedestal in here.
And put me on it? And
no.
And bask in my glory?
No, we can't set a little pedestal for you. I'm saying for the shoes.
But we can for somebody.
Oh, that's how we doing.
I'm just saying. Oh, you the one over there. Talk about a little pedestal.
Well, shit, yeah. A little pedestal. I can stand on it. Hey, what y'all gonna do about the pedophile dude? y'all gonna work with him to make him better?
No, we ain't talking about him. We talking about some better shit.
The sex offender dude.
Yeah,
you were talking about.
You said, "Are we gonna work with him?"
Yeah, maybe he was falsely accused.
Yeah, true that. Let me tell you something. That's a good take. Damn.
Is that not something
that cat?
I had a week
that was
arrest.
No, wait a minute. That was a cat behind that. That was some old ram behind that little eye roll you just did.
Don't know.
Okay. No, I had.
You get that from Sean.
I know somebody. I know somebody who went through that. Like, and I think I spoke on this before on another topic. The girl said that she was 18, and mind you, all of us thought that she was 18. But because her parents got involved, it was cry rape type deal.
Absolutely.
He was like,
I definitely understand that. But you know what?
Yeah.
My thing is, when you get to the point where you're getting ready to propose to someone,
all that shit should be done.
That needs to hit the table. One and two, add to it the fact that the person you're getting ready to propose to runs a daycare, and you know you are a registered sex offender.
That's some bullshit right there.
That is bullshit.
That's you.
You jeopardizing everything.
You're wrong.
Because suppose you would have kept that daycare open, and you just in there laying up with children running around.
Not that you had any bad intentions.
You know when Channel 7 hits that shit, they're gonna be like, "Oh, she was harboring him, knowing, right, and all that shit."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not gonna let nobody talk. They gonna drag everybody down.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, pedo dude.
Mm-hmm. Pedo dude.
He should have said something.
Pedo did it to herself.
Yeah.
And I mean, whether or not it was like real, he was falsely accused. He should have been like, "Look,
that's
boo."
That's something that you should,
especially with running the daycare.
Right,
he should have been
right.
Like, "Look, boo."
Absolutely.
Off back in 1985.
Right.
You know, yeah. I was dating somebody.
Yeah.
I was 20, she was 16.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. If my thing was, I know I was innocent and I love this woman, I'm coming with the papers and I'm going to say, "Listen.
Right.
Here's what the fucking deal was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Me and her, we dated from fucking high school. I turned 18 while she was 17." Right. And they got me on some bullshit.
Right. Right.
Whatever. I'm going to say what it is. I'm going to say you can go. We'll go downtown tomorrow and we'll have them open the case. And you look at the file. You look at whatever you want to look at.
Right.
That would still be some bullshit, though. That means she couldn't open up the daycare again, though. Because for her to
with him being her husband.
Well, first of all, he must have been a job nigga anyway. Because if he wasn't making no money and she knew she could go back to daycare, you know, and make more money, he wasn't probably doing the shit he was supposed to do anyway. So we know he was like some, you know, some bullshit.
Leech.
Yeah. Right. So
wood layer.
Well, right.
Yeah. That's what it always
some Jamie
happens
Fox.
Like that. Baby, I know you trying.
Oh.
Wow.
That's some old baby boy shit. Okay, okay, go ahead.
Jamie Foxx was in Baby Boy?
No. I was talking about some baby boy shit.
Oh, okay.
Remember when he was all up in it, still okay. Driving the whip?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody about that.
He's selling dresses. He was trying.
He was trying to make him a living.
When that nigga sold all them dresses in that little shop, yes. That nigga did a little dance.
Oh my gosh.
But my whole thing is, he only had like 7-8 dresses. How the fuck you gonna buy rims?
Welcome.
He bought rims.
He's
hitting the windows. Bought his girl clothes, a little boy matching outfit.
You know what? I didn't even notice that too. Yeah, that was just the 7 dresses that he had in his hand. He had more in the trunk, Mark. Oh,
that's what it was.
You supposed to use your imagination.
Just think, Queen, as long as we've been trying to get a movie review show going, we can never get it going.
That was an old
movie.
That was before the End Deep Show.
Cinema.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that was before the
End Deep. Was it anything before the End Deep Show? It was 4 niggas walking around.
He said his stories,
after work.
His diagnosis before the Indie Show, too. No.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He was doing stand up in the cafeteria. So I salvaged his career. Hey, y'all, check this out. A rabbi, a priest, and a nun walk into a bar.
Oh, I got another one. You want to hear? Okay, all right.
Like,
all right,
here you go.
Here you go. All right, I ain't that album.
Thank you very much. Hey, y'all. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. The next topic. We want some feedback on that, y'all. IndieShow@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what? What? I thought we were just doing one. We gonna go on?
No, we want to go on.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, this one was just fun. I saw this was another post
just
I saw.
Itching. I ain't never took it off the screen.
No, she did. She
doing,
went back.
Yeah,
to
I was
the
doing
screen.
Something else.
I just saw it. I beg your pardon. I'm just closing up.
I beg your pardon.
I got the closing music all queued all up. Right, and no, shit.
No. Everything well, I do.
Wait, well, let's go. Say, we got another one.
Well, let's go.
I could have swore I heard it.
Let go.
Oh,
all right now.
Why are you laughing?
Get out. I want all of you out of my goddamn house.
No, for real. I want to hear what you have to say. Because it's, yeah, do it.
Okay. Like I said, it was just something fun.
Okay.
I saw right. it.
Let's fun have stuff. Fun. Let's have fun.
So, okay. All right.
Let's get some fun music. Let me find some fun music.
Okay. Before I ask this question?
No, keep going.
Yeah, keep going. I'll okay. put the fun music on later.
So, after sex.
Oh, shit.
After sex. Well, it's no fun anymore.
Wait a minute. This, no, it's the question that's fun.
God woke okay, you up this morning.
Okay. You can get yourself out of the bed, get yourself in your own cab, and take your own monkey ass home. All right. No, seriously. After sex.
Okay.
Who is supposed to get the warm washcloth?
You want to know that depends.
It depends.
Who does the most work? Whoever does the most work, the other person gonna get it.
It depends on who's tapped out. It's like, I mean, it depends on what happened before the sex. It depends on what happened during the sex. Like, it could be one of the moments where you just don't feel like moving.
Well, how about you get that shit?
Hold on. How about then, you respect the hand?
And then it... uh-oh, nigga, the thumb. But wait a minute. It could depend on that.
The bottom line is this.
Wait, motherfucker. Nah, nigga, you was just going too long. Did you see me talking?
Too long, yes.
So what?
Did you see her talking?
Right, exactly. Did you see? Not even just here. But anyway, it depends on everything. It's like, because sometimes, you know, I might feel like, okay, let me go get the warm rag and soap it up and stuff like that for them, because I'll make two rounds, you know what I'm saying? Soap it up and then I come back and rinse it off, you know, for
did you
the
say
next
rinse.
Rinse.
Okay,
yeah,
wrench around and rinse it off.
Wrench around and rinse it off. All right, go around. Ahead green
the jam. Bottom line is, oh, you bitch. Bottom line is
oh, God.
I need to drink brown more often.
Who gets the warm washcloth was the question, right?
Mm-hmm. After sex, yeah.
Who walks away with the most jizzle on their body?
Oh.
If y'all in a position to bust up in each other, and if I pull out and I got the frothy lather around my balls.
Wait a minute, nigga. If I stand up and it seems like I'm peeing, like, what's the difference?
Oh. That's what I'm saying. It's
how would you know?
We need to take 1 second and peep this.
Oh, we need to stop. We need to get up at the same time.
When we finish, nigga, it's time to get up anyway. You horny motherfucker, you want to keep laying there waiting for some more.
You or just lay what? In a wet spot.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie.
I'm saying, if that shit running down your leg, you know.
Look, there's moments I like to be sex funky. It's nothing like being sex funky. Like, sex funky, not in the stinky aspect of the word funky.
You scrambling
sex funky
with dry jizzle.
I mean, depending on. I'm saying as far as, like, afterwards. Like, we could just lay there. Just lay there. Just bask in the
thank you
sweat
then go back after the second round.
Come back. I mean, sometimes if you're fully prepared, you might have a warm, wet rag, you know, on the side.
Tell
before
me.
You get started.
Yeah,
tell
before you get started, so you can wipe off during because
tell
you might want to get back to.
Tell me you ain't never thrown on some sweatpants, B.A. Baracus.
What?
I had to run to something like get some eggs.
Run to something? What?
You B.A. Baracus in a motherfucker.
Like
you with balls and dick
nothing,
to the wind.
It ain't nothing like dick and balls.
And you just you in 7-Eleven. Right. You in 7-Eleven look
nice
like niggas
sticky.
Know I just got finished fucking.
Niggas need to
they
know that
me.
I just got finished fucking because you know.
They smell like good pussy, homie. That's
I'm
what
not
it is.
Even, never mind. But yeah.
Well, all right.
Not the fumey sex funky.
Nah,
like,
not that. Not that nigga need to take a shower.
Not Padussy.
Right, right.
Not Padussy.
What the fuck is Padussy?
Sex funky and Padussy is like two pussy? Different. Yeah.
You, okay. Can feel, you can feel the check dryness.
No, you can smell the wryness. Okay. That's Padussy.
Okay. Mm.
Sex funky is just being in, yeah, you know, just
that shit just happens.
Yeah, just being. Well, I mean,
you know what? I'm gonna tell you when sex funky really go down.
Jeez,
sex funky.
When you get that jump, and the nigga got to drag you off the bed and put his foot by the door so the babies won't open the door up while you get this last.
Yeah, you stupid.
And then you bust. Y'all put on sweats and shit like nothing was going on.
Room all
you
warm.
Look, you trying to you put your robe on. You trying to tuck your titty back in. Because you know the baby's hungry and you got to go downstairs and put some cereal in a bowl or something. That's that good shit.
Nah, that good shit is when
you got that Bob
you
Evans.
You have a nigga go to work. That motherfucker got the smell of you on the top lip.
What's the best sex for real?
What's the best sex?
Wait,
before y'all go on to that. Let Mark and I answer the question.
Y'all
been going. We were letting y'all go.
Those are pretty much answering.
Everybody that's written in this show say you don't answer.
Let the ladies go. That's what I said. Because she never. Go ahead.
I just answered the last question. I beg your pardon.
Right, today. I'm talking about today.
Because normally y'all go, and I'm like, fuck it. We done moved on 20,000 miles past the question.
But you always know how to reel it back in. Don't
sometimes.
Even use
no, sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, let these motherfuckers go.
Sometimes I forget these questions.
There's that. You need me to, yeah. I was going to say.
All the time.
Oh, that's bulldom, man. That's bull.
Bulldom. Mm-hmm. Bulldom rules in your kingdom. Like so, do you remember the question? Please tell me.
Who gets the rag? What's up? Who gets the warm rag?
And okay, I said washcloth. Let's go with rag. Okay, right. So I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Like that wizard.
Washcloth and it's the same and thing, ARL, right? ARL, rag and a hood.
Wizard, I said it's the same number thing. Number two jersey.
This is 23.
23. I see a 2 over here.
It's time to go back to glasses are us.
It's a 2. Okay. Or take the
My thing is, you know, get them before we get started. Make them jumps real hot by the time you finish this. They're gonna be warm.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Do you have like a warmer beside your bed?
No, he has like 2.5 milliseconds in him. There you go. Boom.
Oh yeah, sometimes you're right.
Exactly. That's why the rag right. still won't be warm.
First round.
That's why the rag still won't be warm.
He said the first round. Go ahead.
Yes.
Stop playing with him.
Yes.
Don't play with him.
Give me that couple of seconds.
Hold on, Mark. So wait. Let me make sure.
First
I heard what you
see,
said.
I didn't interrupt y'all when y'all were doing y'all thing. Did I?
I did not know Ralph Tresvant came.
Okay, studio etiquette once again.
I need a man.
So Mark, let me ask. Did you say this? You said have the washcloths pre. Warm
or rags?
Rags.
Or yep. Rags.
Hot. That's a drink with holes.
So okay. So you in the bed. You sleep. You roll over.
You want the good stuff.
You roll over. The Johnson fall in between the crack of that ass and shit, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's that the shit right there. Okay. You stop and you get up out the bed and set washcloths
before you get in the bed.
Yeah, that's what
you do. That much planning for sex, dog?
I didn't say always.
Nigga, I'm baby wipes. Well,
baby wipe.
Absolutely. That's why I keep them every bathroom. You never know what happens.
Your parts, your butt, your armpits. That's why he
taking a bath.
No, I'm saying that's why he. That's what he's talking about. You never know.
Okay.
Well,
I don't know what's going to happen.
For me, when it comes to,
I'm saying, ain't nothing like, especially, you know, if you don't have the time to lay there and bun up and all that stuff and let shit dry up and shit look like.
Oh, but then nobody gets the rag. Bitch, you better go to the back.
Your thigh look like a glazed donut.
Ooh.
And all that shit. Ooh, if you don't got time for all that, yeah.
See, well, I was going to say for me,
You light skin, you can't see that shit anyway. You know what? Jump to say
it. You know what? I know, I'm like, first of all, sir.
I want to see the pattern. What's the pattern?
Let me answer my question.
There's a pattern.
There is not a pattern.
Flash, run the jewels.
Let me answer the question first, sir.
Deepsis, I need you guys to write in and let us know.
You know what? This is why I never get to answer the motherfucking question.
Let me answer the question,
B.
Show her bra right now.
Let me answer the
question. Yeah, write in.
Right.
Here comes some feedback right now.
Write in. Please write in.
Oh, boy.
Go into the future. Anyway, so.
Oh, you wasn't going to let me read my feedback?
What?
You wasn't going to let me read my feedback?
No.
Well, I can't read the feedback.
No.
We got some feedback from.
Already?
One of our new listeners that make me so excited.
Because I don't even believe it.
I'm serious.
Go ahead.
You know who the listener is?
That no,
makes,
I actually,
that makes me like uber excited.
No, I don't.
Really?
Go.
Okay.
No, for real. Go ahead.
You know who that listener is. You just don't want to say his name because you know what happens when you say his name.
Oh, gosh. Is it like a Beetlejuice?
It's something like that.
Is he on?
Huh?
Is he around? No, I know who you're talking about. That's what I said. Is it like saying Beetlejuice?
Go ahead.
All right. I was going to say, for me, if we're just like laying there for a while and we're just hanging out and chilling, like I like to go get up and get the washcloth or the rag because I like being able to, you know, wipe him down. Like to all me, right, for me, then. That's sexy for me. I like that. Because it's like, you know, you can wipe him down slow mm-hmm. and then maybe, you know, something might happen again. And the next thing you know, he ready again.
Turn that generator back on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I like doing
it.
Clean it
up.
Wipe
it off. Get it right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Get it good.
I mean, don't get me wrong. While I'm in the bathroom, I'm, you know, doing my thing.
Yeah. Squash.
Right. But.
Squash.
But I mean, but that's what I like to do. I like to wipe up my man so I can, you know, get him prepared.
And I'm going to get real poetic, Justin. Next time, I'm going to get a glass bowl and put a piece of that up there and rinse it off.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you, then it's going to turn into ghosts. We're going to go do a clay. We're going to make some pottery and shit. Right.
Let me ask the ladies. Uh-huh. And Mark, I'm going to ask you too if it's ever happened to you.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever cleaned up the area with the mouth?
Oh, you talking about afterwards?
Yeah.
Like right after afterwards? Like no clean up or nothing like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just clean the whole area up with the
mouth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. When, I think
Doc,
when you.
That ever happened to you?
Not, no.
You ever did that to anybody? Why you. Look at me.
He's
like
thinking.
I'm trying to think
before I got married.
Right.
Most of the time, that's what it is.
Thank you, me. Didn't realize.
But you want to know?
I'm going to say no.
You want?
Because most of the time, when I'm finished down there,
you're done.
It's already clean.
Mm. I'm talking about
when
like,
I go. Oh, you talking about after?
Like, yeah, y'all,
and then
yeah,
go
like,
down there?
Yeah, like y'all went through the whole. Why not? What's the difference?
Nah.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
I'm gonna be honest. There's a difference for me. There's one difference for me. If you ball, then I'll go back down. Mm-hmm. But if you got hair, because the juices get on the hair and that shit get cold and shit, and you put it's just not the movement.
That shit can cut your lips.
But
you
know.
Yeah, okay. If you move them a little too fast.
That's why there should be no inhibitions when it comes to a sexual experience. I don't think
Virtas.
I think no one should. That's why you shouldn't, exploit your sexual ventures with your man or whomever, because a lot of shit can go. You might have that dude that just like his. He likes to get his salad tossed. No man wants women to know that. That's a man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I would get that look. I would get that look from a lot of niggas that you just gave. But
lies.
More than half of the motherfuckers like that.
Way
shit.
More than
exactly.
half.
Exactly.
Wait, the you old know? Dudes, maybe not. Younger dudes, that shit is in.
Yeah. And so it's like, I just feel like, sex is private. it should be private, you know, and you shouldn't go in thinking that, oh, damn, somebody gonna know, or this person gonna know, that person's gonna know what went on in here.
You know? I want to get out of here with one last question to kind of wrap all this up. On the first time, should you empty your whole sexual clip, or should you just give a little something and save something for later?
It depends on the person. Because if you don't really necessarily give a fuck about them coming back and you feel in some kind of way, then do what you do. Be you, ma, or pa. But if it's somebody that you really feeling like that, and you want them to stick around and you want them to be like, you know, you want them to yearn, for lack of a better word, the next sexual experience, mm-hmm. you keep a few in the clip.
We want more. You know, we want more.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I play it. I would probably get them what they give me. You know what I'm saying?
But how do you know what they give me?
So one lick for one lick.
Uh-huh. I mean, how do you know what they give me? How do you know that they not?
You dancing only one man. I'm blessed.
See, I call it the cocaine syndrome, because I feel like you. It's like when you do cocaine, that first time is your best high, and so all the times you do it after that, you chasing that same high, right? So I kind of see it both ways, where you can unload that clip and get them sort of strung, like, God damn, that's that kind of shit I need. And with that, you can buy some quickies, you can buy some, you know, come to the job, let me, you know, bend you real quick, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then until the next time where you can unload that clip again and kind of string the situation along, whatever. And I've seen it backfire to where it's like you unloaded that clip and now they're waiting for it to go to the next level after that. And you're like, oh no, that's where.
That was it.
That was all I got. That's what it does. That's what I got.
Oh no, you can't go in my ear hole. That's crazy. No.
That's all I got.
Right. I want to breathe.
No, man, I'm trying to get your rectum like that. Oh my God. Right.
No, that's too big. What? Rectum. No, a pole. Mm-hmm. No, you went to the stadium. No, go back.
Rectum. Damn, they killed him. Right.
Well.
Okay. Well, that was great.
If you have any feedback off those questions, you know what to do. InDeepShow@yahoo.com or hit us up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hit y'all.
You going to hit you? Go hit
me.
Us.
Me.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to come back.
Me too. I ain't been on Facebook in many moons.
I ain't missing shit.
No, you're not. Sometimes I'm there. Sometimes I'm not either. So don't feel bad. I even took a break from Twitter because I was like, ugh, I'm bored.
Superman. Trying to use his X-ray.
Hello.
There we go.
Plane.
Yes.
Plane.
Yes.
Plane. Okay. Nothing. Thank you.
Okay, so it's your shirt. Okay.
It's
the density of your shirt.
It must be a shadow.
No, no, because your shirt is thick. Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me get the music right.
You already saw it.
God damn, she's feeling her titties. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, I'm trying to find music for this shit.
I mean, I'm like, look, he's hello? Like, our phone actually works today.
Oh, that was great. Okay, that was tight, Mark. That was tight.
He's like, my phone actually works.
I was like, hello.
My phone does stuff?
You're right. Ooh, it do more than ring.
Right.
You'll see it on Facebook.
No.
You gonna see her back? Oh, okay.
Exactly. You don't even be on Facebook.
Bro, I gonna send me that angle.
If that's the case, post
a new
pic.
Put it together.
Post a new pic.
Oh. Welp.
For what? What are you talking about, buddy?
No. That's the only new pics he got on the track. It's a buddy. And Kayla power washing poor baby. I'm gonna get some. She gonna get up my
buddy, house. One foot in the grave. She still got puppy pictures up.
Oh, you ain't got time for that shit. You too busy.
You know, every now and again I go check and see what's happening.
Buddy over that motherfucker with lung disease and shit. Oh, you still got puppy pictures up.
No bullshit. Damn. Buddy's old. He black now. He ain't even white.
Buddy over that motherfucker talking about.
Oh no.
You can't
I cannot stay, y'all.
Can you give me a back when you go to the store?
Store?
Yeah. Yes,
the store.
That's Newport.
I need another lighter, too, nigga.
Whoa, whoa. And a lighter. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You like it with a pause.
Wow, wow.
Newport's Reese.
What'd you say?
What like Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo with some cigarettes, huh? Oh, man, that's funny.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, way beyond what the podcast limitations allow us.
We need help.
With that being said, Doctor, since you are the newest to the group, two finger, one finger.
Oh shit! Two finger for the way the party turned out. It was real good, real nice, nice. One finger. I'm gonna have to give a finger to my Redskins, man. I hate to do it,
what?
But it's I give up. I'm giving up this season because it hurts me to watch them now. I don't know. Let's just say, yeah, move on.
That's real.
Quinny Queen.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to go with...
Damn, I just found the sexual music that I wanted for y'all.
Okay, too late. I'm going to go...
can you go back over there and feel those titties again, please?
Nope, too late.
Come on.
I'm too late.
Come on, Third Princess, go and grab them, Joe.
Too late. All right, so two fingers. It goes out to... Wait, what?
See, right. That was some old 80s shit.
Yeah, I was like, what? Two fingers goes out to the people... in my life that are constant in my life and always, you know, they always check up on me. One finger goes out to just random people. I'm gonna one finger the randos.
And I like randos.
And I'll funny. Well, and I'm gonna leave it at that because I feel like you know who you are.
The princess.
Two fingers to having an awesome start to a really good new job. I'm working on my fourth week. I'll be there for a month this week. That'll be crazy. That's crazy, son.
Damn, they go TWD out the window.
What that mean?
Go ahead.
Hello. See, that's that shit. One finger to motherfucking B over there who always do the bullshit when it comes to me. You want to know? I'm about to let the cat out the bag.
Look. Oh, oh.
Two fingers. Two. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Look at your face.
I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like, no. You know what? I'm being really positive. Once again, I'm carrying on the positive. No, I want you to catch on because everything ain't about fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff starts with you. That. So, and I mean, when I say you, not B,
just but you.
You, plural. You know, so.
The two youths.
You know, shout out to everybody that's making things happen.
No doubt. No doubt. Bear with me. My list is a little bit long today. I would like to two fingers. You know what? Two fingers to my crew, man. I really fucking look forward to seeing these people today.
Even with that?
Even with that. Oh, that's okay. Part all of right. What I look forward to.
All right. Okay.
But unfortunately, KGB, I look forward to it more than I do.
Double sploosh.
Two fingers to my crew, man. What a fucking awesome crew. Y'all really don't know what they are pulling me through right now. Seriously, I don't really want to fucking be here. I got shit on my mind. I got shit going on in my life. I do not want to fucking be behind this mic. And my crew brings me here every week. So, two fingers to my crew. One finger. Where do we start? I definitely got a second to a motion for the doc. Fuck the Washington Redskins from the top of the organization, Daniel Snyder, to the one lousy, silly son of a bitch that runs out and squirts water in their mouths at breaks. All of you motherfuckers need to be shot with shit. fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. But always thank you to the Oakland Raiders for at least making us not the worst thing right. happening.
Oh, wow. No doubt. You know, that? I was just talking about that.
Oakland Raiders, mm-hmm. you are officially on the clock.
No, mm-hmm. officially, they've been passed.
No, they on the clock. Them niggas is working on draft picks right now. Mm-hmm. It's halfway in the season. The motherfuckers.
Wait, we don't play them, right?
They're like 0-16.
I wish we did. But shit, we
might lose. I was going to say, don't.
Shout out to KJ. She is a Oakland Raiders fan, and she knows how shitty her motherfucker is.
Who's KJ?
Kim J. Wow. She knows how shitty her Raiders are. She knows how shitty. Do she's I know like her? The realest. Yeah, Ming Lee that came in here. Yeah, she knows
about to say,
how.
Kim J just sounded like she got some good pussy.
She's just mad she got fat. But anyway,
let me shout see. Out. You got a picture of me?
Yeah, but that's my homegirl. But she knows how shitty her team is, and she still stands.
Oh, she
five.
Oakland
she's
fan?
Like, yeah, but she's like, no doubt. You know, she knows that they're fucked up. She knows it. They're real about it. Yeah. So real about it.
A couple more fuck yous. Fuck you.
Couple.
Fuck you to simp ass niggas, man. It's about to be 2015, and this is what you got to do to gain ground with women. Really. You just can't just be the man that you are. And if you're flawed at being a man, work at being a better man. You just got to resort to just simping. You simp ass niggas, you. Oh, you simp ass niggas, you. The offer still stands. Email me. I will tell you who the fuck you are. Ain't no shame. What is it, Queen? A couple tolls? We'll pay a couple tolls and we'll be right there to discuss it. I'm coming with the iPhone and the microphone. We're going to record the whole conversation. Uh-oh. And and it will be an IDS extra because I'm going to let niggas know that I called you out as a bitch and you are a bitch. Because I'm going to record the whole conversation.
All right.
Right. I ain't never going to put the mic down while I'm whooping your ass if I have to.
Okay. Great.
Y'all some bitch ass niggas and you know it.
Great.
How do you really feel?
Oh, I forgot to give a shout out to my sister. Shout out to my sister, my little sis, my little booski. Shout out.
No, little sis. One finger.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
But wait.
It gets worse.
There's more.
You know, that's enough. That's enough for today. We had a great show.
Mm-hmm.
We really do. I thank you all for being here. Thank you all for listening to our replay. Recap.
Yep.
Yesterday, I felt the timing on that was impeccable.
Agreed.
Just had to get that out there, man. We got a lot of shit we need to work on, y'all. Just beyond race relationships, just within the race, just men and women and kids, everything. All that shit needs to be reworked. It just has to be. We're not going in a good direction, people. We are really going downhill fast. Man. Gotta get out of here. It is time to go. Have fun with you, done with you. Doctor.
Uh-huh.
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back, sir.
Queen.
Hey, yo.
Oh, I meant to say, that was one of my two fingers. Two fingers to presenting evidence. Up top. No leopard print. Up top.
Oh. See. I do have a couple of those, but not today.
But I think she actually has leopard print on.
I don't.
No, she doesn't.
Do you want to present evidence? Oh, yeah. Jesus. You guys are matching.
Yes.
She's that a motherfucker.
I am.
Doc, turn the lights out and tell the people what you got to tell them.
Oh.
God woke you up this morning. You handle the rest of the bush.
I want all of you out of my